Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is the free edition of the Coffee Break Spanish magazine. It's the 4th of May, 2013. Estáis escuchando Coffee Break Spanish. You're listening to the Coffee Break Spanish magazine. My name is Mark, and I'm your host for this show. In this week's episode, Alma is asking the question, ¿Qué te llevarías a una isla desierta? You'll recognize una isla desierta immediately. What would you take to a desert island? Fernanda is back, and this week we're travelling to Buenos Aires, Argentina. And JP and Nayeli answer an interesting question about a regional word encountered by one of our listeners. All this and more in this week's episode of Coffee Break Español! Just before we get started, I'd like to explain that the Coffee Break Spanish magazine is made available in two versions. This version that you're listening to is the free version. So we cover the interviews with Alba in Barcelona. We have the section with Fernanda in the cafe when we're talking about all things Latin American. And then there is also the listener's question, which is featured at the end of the show. Now, there's also a premium version. And the premium version is much longer, so you have an extended audio of the main lesson, plus the video interviews from Alba's questions in the streets of Barcelona. The premium version also includes comprehensive lesson notes so that you're able to understand fully all the words and phrases covered in the lessons. To find out more about how to access the premium version, head over to radiolingua.com/CBSMag. That's CBS for Coffee Break Spanish, MAG, M-A-G, for magazine. Radiolingua.com/CBSMag. Let's now get on with the show. Para la primera parte de la revista, como siempre, vamos a empezar en Barcelona con Alba y su pregunta del día. Venga, Alba, cuéntanos, ¿cuál es la pregunta del día de hoy?
Hola, chicos y chicas. Hoy nuestra pregunta es, ¿qué te llevarías a una isla desierta?
So this week's question is a fairly straightforward one. ¿Qué te llevarías a una isla desierta? What would you take with you to a desert island? Let's have a listen to some of this week's responses.
¿Qué me llevaría a una isla desierta? Pues me llevaría una manta, un cuaderno en blanco y un lápiz. Solamente eso.
A mi familia.
Yo me llevaría, primero que nada, agua y a mi chica.
Un snorkel para bucear y mirar el fondo del mar.
A mi niño y a mi mujer, vamos, sin ninguna duda, además, me los llevaría de cabeza.
Pues me llevaría un televisor. Un televisor me llevaría. A ver qué piense más me llevaría. ¿Una mujer? Porque a lo mejor, porque en la isla desierta no hay mujer, no hay mujeres. Entonces me llevaría una mujer y un televisor. Y algo de comer. Porque eso de subirme a los árboles y comer bicho y eso, no. Eso no es lo mío.
So, as in previous episodes, we have quite a range of different accents in the answers to this question. Let's have a closer listen to the answers from our interviewees.
¿Qué me llevaría a una isla desierta? Pues me llevaría una manta, un cuaderno en blanco y un lápiz. Solamente eso.
Listen again to this answer and try to see how much you can understand of it.
¿Qué me llevaría a una isla desierta? Pues me llevaría una manta, un cuaderno en blanco y un lápiz. Solamente eso.
So, una manta, a shawl or a blanket, un cuaderno en blanco, a blank notebook, y un lápiz and a pencil. Let's listen to our next interviewee.
A mi familia.
So, this was a very quick interview. She simply said, a mi familia. She's going to take her family with her to the desert island. Let's have a listen to the next interview now.
Yo me llevaría, primero que nada, agua y a mi chica.
Listen again to this answer.
Yo me llevaría, primero que nada, agua y a mi chica.
So this interviewee said that he would take water and his girlfriend. Let's listen now to our fourth interviewee.
Un snorkel para bucear y mirar el fondo del mar.
So this interviewee would take a snorkel in order to dive and to look at the bottom of the sea, el fondo del mar. On to interviewee number 5.
A mi niño y a mi mujer, vamos, sin ninguna duda, además, me los llevaría de cabeza.
So this person would take his niña and his mujer, his daughter and his wife. For our final answer, we are returning to a person that we've interviewed on a number of occasions and whose accent is quite a challenge to understand. Let's listen to this final answer.
Pues me llevaría un televisor. Un televisor me llevaría. A ver qué piense más me llevaría. ¿Una mujer? Porque a lo mejor, porque en la isla desierta no hay mujer, no hay mujeres. Entonces me llevaría una mujer y un televisor. Y algo de comer. Porque eso de subirme a los árboles y comer bicho y eso, no. Eso no es lo mío.
So he mentions three different things. He says un televisor, a television. Not quite sure where he'd plug it in, but nonetheless. He also mentioned una mujer, a woman. And he mentioned algo de comer, something to eat. Listen again.
Pues me llevaría un televisor. Un televisor me llevaría. A ver qué piense más me llevaría. ¿Una mujer? Porque a lo mejor, porque en la isla desierta no hay mujer, no hay mujeres. Entonces me llevaría una mujer y un televisor. Y algo de comer. Porque eso de subirme a los árboles y comer bicho y eso, no. Eso no es lo mío.
Después de tantas cosas que nos llevaríamos, volvemos al estudio.
Y ahora vamos a seguir con la segunda parte de la revista, porque estoy en un café otra vez, un café preferido aquí en Glasgow, con mi amiga de Chile, Fernanda. Hola, Fernanda.
Hola, Marc. ¿Cómo estás?
Muy bien, hoy. Y la semana pasada, ¿no?, nos dijiste que íbamos a ir a la tierra del tango hoy.
Sí, hoy vamos a viajar por las callecitas de Buenos Aires. Como tú sabes, es la tierra que escuchó cantar a Carlos Gardel y que ha visto jugar al fútbol a Maradona.
Bueno, ¿qué nos puedes contar de Buenos Aires?
Bueno, como muchos saben, Buenos Aires es la capital de Argentina y está ubicada en la costa del Río de la Plata. Buenos Aires es un lugar muy atractivo, ya que tiene 48 barrios para recorrer.
¿48 barrios?
Sí, sí. Y todos los barrios están llenos de cultura, bares, cafés, plazas, canchas de fútbol y también hay milongas. ¿Sabes lo que son las milongas?
Ni idea.
Bueno, las milongas son donde van los bonaerenses a bailar tango.
¿Los qué?
Los bonaerenses.
¿Qué es la gente de Buenos Aires?
Sí, sí.
Eso no sabía tampoco.
Ah, muy bien.
Pues, ¿qué nos recomendarías hacer en Buenos Aires?
Bueno, Buenos Aires tiene algo especial para cada persona. Si eres fanático del fútbol, por ejemplo, es el lugar perfecto para ti. Está el Estadio de la Boca allí. Es donde juega el Boca Juniors y es el que vio jugar a Diego Armando Maradona, la mano de Dios. Si eres un hincha del Boca, no te puedes perder uno de sus partidos. Y si tienes suerte, puedes hasta conseguir entradas para el Superclásico.
¿Qué es el Superclásico?
Ah, el Superclásico es el partido entre el Boca Juniors y el River Plate. Este partido llega a tener más del 70% de los hinchas argentinos.
Uy, el ambiente debe ser buenísimo.
Sí, o re bueno, como dirían los argentinos.
¿Re bueno?
Sí, buenísimo.
Muy bien, pero sabes tú que a mí el fútbol no es realmente una cosa muy importante. Más bien cultura, música. Cuéntame, ¿qué se puede hacer en Argentina? ¿O qué se puede comer?
Mira, si te gusta la buena mesa, Argentina es uno de los mejores lugares para comer carne o un buen asado. En Buenos Aires tienes que probar los diferentes cortes de carne, típicos del país, como por ejemplo el entrecot o el bife de chorizo. Eso sí, que te advierto que vas a tener que ir con alguien porque los platos son gigantes. Si te encantan los postres, tienes que probar, por ejemplo, el arroz con leche, los alfajores con dulce de leche y todo el surtido de pastelitos argentinos.
¿Qué son los alfajores?
Los alfajores.
Los alfajores.
Sí, muy bien. Son como dos galletitas con dulce de leche al medio y están bañadas en chocolate.
¡Ay, qué rico! Me da hambre.
Sí, son riquísimos.
¿Y en dónde podemos pasear en Buenos Aires?
En Buenos Aires tienes que ir a pasear por la histórica Plaza de Mayo. También tienes que sacarte fotos frente al obelisco y, por supuesto, visitar la Casa Rosada, que es el Palacio Presidencial.
Me parece que hay muchísimas cosas que ver y que hacer en Buenos Aires.
Pues sí. Ah, Mark, tú que eres fanático de la cultura, ¿has escuchado hablar del Luna Park?
¿Luna Park? No.
Sí, bueno, el Luna Park es uno de los estadios o teatros más grandes de Buenos Aires y más conocidos. ¿Sabes qué se puede ver allí?
No.
Bueno, puedes ir a ver, bueno, obras de teatro, conciertos y espectáculos de variedad.
Muy bien, me parece muy interesante.
Sí.
Y entonces vamos a terminar por hoy, pero dime, ¿a dónde vamos la semana que viene?
Bueno, la próxima semana volveremos a Chile, pero esta vez nos vamos a la misteriosa Isla de Pascua.
¡Qué bien! Entonces nos vemos la próxima semana. Muchas gracias y adiós.
Muchas gracias. Chao.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. In between lessons of Coffee Break Spanish, why not check out our social media accounts? On Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We post regular language challenges and cultural information. We are Learn Spanish on Twitter. And you can come behind the scenes with the Coffee Break team by searching for Coffee Break Languages on Instagram. Practice your Spanish and join the conversation with Coffee Break Spanish.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Pasemos entonces a la tercera parte de esta revista. And for that third and final part, I'm going to hand you over to JP and Nayeli in Seattle.
Thanks, Mark. This is JP here with Nayeli, and we're here with a question from Rodney for Q&A Spanish. Nayeli, I think you should answer this question.
Rodney says he heard this word, deschongarse, and he thinks it means the same as pelearse. Deschongarse, the word, if we see it in the middle, it says chongar. And I really think this is a Mexican made-up verb.
Okay, well, what is un chongo?
Un chongo refers to a hair bun.
Oh, okay.
So you could, you know, you could have a sloppy bun, you could have a French bun. The point is that your hair is up in a bun.
Okay. So I'm thinking of older women with long dresses and... Yeah?
You could think of a high school teenager with a ponytail.
Okay.
It's just your hair is gathered.
Oh.
Okay? That's what it's referring to. So when we say deschongarse, is that your bun came apart.
Okay.
So the reason it means to fight, it does typically mean a fight between women. Because only women wear buns.
Right. Okay? I don't wear any buns.
Right. So let's think about how men fight.
Okay.
Stereotypically.
Uh-huh.
Men punch each other. Women scratch and they pull each other's hair, right?
Okay.
So keep if I'm going to pull someone's hair, I'm going to grab her not by the bangs. How am I going to grab her hair?
Right.
I can't, but I can grab on to her bun or to her ponytail and shake her head.
Oh my goodness. Nayeli, it seems like you're speaking from experience.
I have watched enough movies.
Okay.
And this is how you see it in the movies. Women going for their hair.
Okay.
Deschongarse means to have your bun undone.
Okay.
Your hair bun undone.
Right. And then when we put it in the plural, reciprocal, se deschongaron, they did it to each other.
Right. You're aiming to grab to what you can hold on to.
Okay. The chongo is more of a ponytail.
It really is more of a bun.
Okay.
The chongo refers to the bun. But again, it's an expression. So it doesn't mean that the fight between the women actually happened. It does not mean that they both had buns on their head.
Okay. Just like in English, there's not necessarily a cat in the room.
Right. Right. That means they got into an argument or they got into a fight.
Okay.
Okay.
Rodney also tells us that he heard this expression while watching a telenovela, while watching a program, a Mexican program, and he noticed that they use the word arreglarse el chongo for the end of the fight. Now, that obviously means to... if chongo means the bun, then it means to put the bun back together.
Right. I think it's more about the individual person fixing herself up again.
Okay. So the fight's over.
The fight's over and you just kind of put yourself back together.
Okay. So it doesn't have anything to do with resolution. It just means that the actual violence is over.
Right.
Oh my goodness.
And the women are putting themselves back together.
What a topic. Nayeli, I don't know if I have the stomach for this kind of violent language in our podcasts.
It's a good thing this is a short little cultural context.
Exactly. All right. We're going to send it back to Mark in Scotland for Coffee Break Spanish Magazine. If you have a question for Nayeli and I, please find us on Facebook. It's Q&A Spanish. The and is spelled out. So Q&A Spanish. Or you can come to our website at qnaspanish.com. For now, we'll send it back to Mark in Scotland.
Gracias, JP, y gracias, Nayeli. A very interesting word there today, so thank you to our listener, Rodney, for finding that word in his Mexican telenovelas. Okay, that is it for this week's Coffee Break Spanish Magazine. We hope that you have enjoyed it. As usual, you can find out all you need to know about the show at radiolingua.com, and do join us on the Coffee Break Spanish Facebook page. As JP and Nayeli said, there's a Q&A Spanish Facebook page, and there's also a Coffee Break Spanish Facebook page where you can join in the discussion. And it's all about joining in, so if you have a question for the Coffee Break Spanish magazine team, then send it to us by a voice message. And you can do that by heading to radiolingua.com/join in, or simply click the SpeakPipe Join In button on the Facebook page. That's it for this week. As ever, we'd like to thank you for downloading this show, and we hope that you found it useful and learned lots. Muchas gracias y hasta la semana que viene. Coffee Break Español. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.